Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone, we have Tim Houle. He is the county administrator for Crow Wing County in Minnesota, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You also are the chair of the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Should probably mention that as well. So last week, we talked about the option for counties to have local sales tax that really could be used for road construction and road repair and that sort of thing. And it's worked well in Crow Wing County, as you pointed out last week, because of a lot of tourism and a lot of shoppers. But there are a lot of counties in outstate Minnesota that don't fare nearly as well even using that local option sales tax. And one of the reasons why we have such a disparity in the amount of tax collected for roads and bridges and repair and so forth is because motor vehicle excise tax and gas taxes have not really kept up with the costs of building out roads.
Absolutely, Jim. And the Center for Rural Policy had done a study on that not that long ago. And so you could go to our website at ruralmn.org and you could find the study that goes into how the gas tax and the excise taxes on the sales of cars and whatnot. The excise tax on cars, as the price of cars has gone up, is doing fairly well in terms of keeping up with inflation. But at the same time, over a 10-year period, our cars are getting better gas mileage, and so they are consuming less gas, which means they're paying less in gas tax. And so the gas tax has actually been relatively flat. Even though we're driving more miles, we are more fuel efficient, which, of course, is a good thing. But what it means is that the gas tax has not been as, you know, inflation protected as it probably needs to be, because the cost of building roads continues to go up.
I was going to bring that up. The costs of building roads has really kind of been amazing to me, like how much that's gone up.
It is. And so when that gas tax revenue is flat and the cost of building a road continues to rise, you get to a point where it's you're either going to settle for less road construction or you're going to have to do something on the revenue side. You know, this is not rocket science. We bid out our prices for roads. Almost nobody builds their own roads, neither MnDOT nor counties. We always contract that out to the private sector. And so we're going out and getting competitively priced bids. We are changing some of the standards over the course of time. The standard for a road construction today is much more specific and detailed and safer than it would have been 40 years ago. And so the cost increase is in part because we've increased the safety standards. But it's not rocket science, Jim. I mean, at the end of the day, the cost of building a road is a known commodity. And so we either have the revenue side keep up with the rising cost of what it costs to build and maintain a road, or we have to build and maintain fewer roads.
Tim, always a pleasure.
Likewise, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Tim Houle is the Crow Wing County Administrator. He's also the chair of the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.